Ice wine making is something that can only happen in certain regions of the world. You have to have a beautiful combination of both climate and your topography to be able to pull this off. We here in the Niagara Peninsula, the Niagara region of the United States, Ontario, some portions of Quebec, and some portions of Europe are really the only places that it can be produced. The grapes have to freeze to 14 degrees Fahrenheit for a minimum of 4 hours. And if you think about it, we get cold, but we don't get cold for an extended period of time. We'll get cold down to 20 degrees, 25 degrees, but down to 14, that's not as often as you think it might be. So it's a very weather-driven and geography-driven product.
So tell us what part of the process you're at now. You've already taken the grapes in and began the process of making the wine. Is it all ready?
We have harvested the grapes Tuesday morning starting at 4 a.m. So it's as dark can be outside. We pick by the light of the tractor. We had 12 guys out there picking grapes. And we basically shake them into nets that are then we put the grapes into lugs. We then take the lugs back to the fermentation area, put them in our press, press out the ice wine grapes to make the juice, and then that is put into a stainless steel tank where it then starts to ferment by the addition of yeast.
Tell us about the taste of this wine and what makes it so unique.
You have to start first with the actual juice that comes off as you press. Think of it as intense a flavor as Welch's grape juice, white juice concentrate before it's unfrozen. And it's that intense, that grapey. And then over time, about a 3 month process to ferment, it starts to taste like apricots and pears and honey and loses a lot of its grape characteristic over that time. What makes it so extraordinary is it still maintains that syrupy, sweet nature once it's done fermenting.
How much more popular is ice wine compared to the other wines?
I think everybody that comes into the tasting room wants to try it because it is such an incredibly niche product. But as far as its popularity, it is pricier. Our ice wine retails for $49.95 for a 375 milliliter bottle. And a lot of people get scared off by that value. But once they try it, generally we've hooked them because it is so distinct. The flavors are so intense. The sugars are so pure. And it's this wonderful after-dinner sweet aperitif that people just settles in and warms you up and makes you think this is just a great night.
Why does that create such a higher end of a price?
When you consider that we get about 1 drop of juice out of each berry that we pick, that's the decrease in production off of the same amount of grapevines is extraordinary. That is part of it. Part of it is the fermentation process takes longer, and it is much more difficult to ferment because of the amount of sugar that is present in the wine when it goes into fermentation. So the factor of getting out there at 4:30 in the morning helps too to want to increase that price. So having been one that was out there, you know, it's a very interesting product that deserves its price structure, quite frankly. So all of those reasons really go into making an extraordinary product.
And how do you leave a certain amount of grape behind for that season, for the ice wine season? Do you have a separate area in the vineyard for it?
What we did this year is we have 4 rows of what we call Vidal Blanc grapes. Generally, that's what ice wine is made of. You can also make it from Vignole, you can make it from Riesling, and you can make it from Cab Franc. But our Vidal Blanc grapes, we put after all the leaves fell off the vines, we went out and put netting across both sides of the vines and attached it to the bottom. What that does is it catches any grapes that may fall and also keeps the birds away from them because the birds love those sweeter grapes. Then we just wait until the right temperatures, and then we go out there early in the morning and harvest it and get it pressed out and start fermenting.
Well, Wendy Wilson of Leonard Oaks Estates, thank you so much for explaining ice wine to us.
Well, thank you for having me. It's been lovely.